Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Dom time here at Michael's Diner in Ben Salem. And in diner, as we like to say, it's Jeff Bartos, a local guy, businessman, who is the Republican candidate for lieutenant governor, taking on Fetterman. The Democrat, well, the socialist candidate for, Avowed, even, you know, not even my speculation on that. So, Jeff, tell listeners a little bit about yourself. I know you're a business guy and you're from the Lower Merion area.
Yeah, Don, thank you so much for having me on this morning. Great to be here in person.
Thanks for coming out.
We've spoken on the phone a number of times. I'm originally from Reading.
Okay.
So, born and raised in Reading. My wife, Cheryl, born and raised in Allentown. Mm-hmm. Actually, born in Massachusetts, but we won't hold that against her.
Okay.
Raised in Allentown.
Right.
And we moved to Lower Merion about 20 years ago and raised our girls. We have two daughters, 17 and 15, seniors in high school going off to college next year, which scares the heck out of me, given what's going on college campuses.
Well, exactly.
But our two girls, great family, very blessed here, and local businessman, really a real estate developer, a small business person.
So now you ran with Scott Wagner and the two of you teamed up, which was a smart thing to do, both for the race and then governing if that happens afterward. I think the biggest challenge, and I'll tell you and see what you think, is, and it's not just this time of the year, our listeners see Harrisburg as galaxies far, far away.
Yeah.
There's just not excitement in this race because this clearly, Tom Wolf is a very, very radical guy. And Fetterman is the real deal. This is, I think, in some ways beyond Bernie Sanders, what Fetterman, the mayor of Braddock, would do. And the motorcycle gang motif is a nice touch that he's affected. So it could be a heck of a debate between you and Wagner, self-made business people, versus two people, well, in the case of John Fetterman, who are not.
Well, I mean, you look at the contrast. And Tom Wolf is literally a wolf in sheep's clothing.
Right.
I mean, right, he has governed for 3.5 years as this nice guy driving around in the Jeep. But
right.
his agenda, if he was allowed to do it, thank goodness we have a conservative House and a conservative veto-proof majority in the state Senate to stop him. But this is a man, Tom Wolf, in his first year in office, his first budget, wanted to increase taxes $4.5 billion.
Right.
Now, if he had had any runway to do that, Pennsylvanians would be paying much higher taxes today. And he's a radical leftist. He now has as a running mate, I mean, Lieutenant Governor Stack, Philly guy, been around the system, knows how to operate, knows how to get stuff done. John Fetterman is a mayor from the western part of the state who is an unapologetic socialist. Believes in redistribution of wealth and believes government can solve all problems. And in fact, government could control everything. So Scott Wagner and I look at that and say, well, look, this election, like almost every other election, is about two things. It's about jobs and it's about taxes. And in a Wagner administration, government doesn't create jobs, but we're going to make sure that the environment is such that job creators, businesses, entrepreneurs will be here growing and creating. We're going to have the right environment, and we're going to make sure our taxes are lower. You can rest assured that if Governor Wolf is given a second term, and he won't, but if he were given a second term, he would raise taxes, and he would continue to have the policies that chase away any company that would want to be here.
I agree with you on all that you said, but I think this is going to be low turnout unless you guys really ratchet up. And he will have the incumbency, the unions, and the like to turn people out. So let me ask you, will you guys be campaigning with President Trump if he offers?
Yeah, of course.
Okay.
Yeah, of course.
There's not any distancing from President Trump?
No. We have great relationships with the White House. Look what the president's doing. I know you know this. Your listeners
right.
know this. The president's policies are putting more money in the paychecks and in the in the bank accounts of working Pennsylvanians every day. People are seeing their paychecks every week. I've been around this whole state. I've been campaigning for a year and a half. I visited 60 of the 67 counties. We're going to, of course, hit them all before the summer's
right.
out. People are seeing more money in their paychecks. They're being able to do things more with their family. They're being able to take vacations. The quality of life is going up everywhere. Pennsylvania's unemployment rate is 20% higher than the national average. So the prosperity that, President Trump and his policies are bringing to the country is Tom Wolf, if you will, has built a blue wall around Pennsylvania to keep this prosperity out. We're going to break that down.
I agree with what you said. The challenge is, are there issues that you think might expose Wolf? I mean, the taxation thing is absolutely the case. He's put a moratorium on the death penalty, still studying it, for 3.5 years. He's a Meek Mill guy.
Yes.
Posing with him there. There's got to be something to flesh this guy out.
But not with law enforcement officers.
No.
Isn't it amazing?
Well, see, now we're talking. This is something, Jeff, maybe you guys can articulate and put out there, because I agree with you. There's no comparison between your record and Wagner's record versus a socialist and a wannabe socialist. But people are not excited by this. That's what I'm trying to do. I don't know if you get that around the state or not. So many other things are happening, it's hard to put our focus on this.
It's a great question. I saw something in the last 2 weeks that we hadn't seen in the last year. When the left-wing wannabe socialist from California, the senator from California, Kamala Harris,
right,
when she was questioning the CIA nominee,
right,
and that questioning was all around, oh my God, weren't you worried about the self-esteem of the terrorists when you were putting them through enhanced interrogation,
right?
And ordinary Americans, I don't care what your political party is, ordinary Americans that I talk to, ordinary Pennsylvanians, look at that and say, what the heck are you people doing?
Well, here's right out of the, Jeff, today. And here you go in the diner or anywhere else and you say, should these NFL players be making millions of dollars and doing this during the national anthem? The answer is going to be no. And I think Fetterman and Wolf would say yes.
And you know how I know that? They absolutely would say yes. And my wife, Cheryl, very conservative,
right,
but also very practical.
Right.
She's not out there doing, I mean, she's a great mom and a great spouse and a great community member. She looks at the NFL issue, and she, with a very practical eye, and says, well, if they don't want to stand for the national anthem, they should just leave the country. And, well, and now, when you have a fairly moderate mainline 40-year-old woman saying that.
That was nicely played.
I'm not going to give her exact age.
I think you said 40. Put it on the long side. How about 39-ish.
39-ish. 39 plus.
Mrs. Bardos, you can call in and tell us the birth certificate. That's good.
But when Cheryl looks at that and says, well, they don't, you know, if they're not happy, they could just leave the country. That's an issue that ordinary people who are watching on the watching television on their couch and want to just enjoy a football game look at that and are outraged by. And that, I think that tells you a lot. Ordinary Pennsylvanians in a Johnstown diner or in a Scranton diner, when they look at the issue the way that the CIA nominee was being treated, they look at that and say,
"Hey, well, I'm encouraged if you guys do that to draw these out. You know people are interested in this stuff, not just jobs, taxes, and the economy, because the media will protect Wolf and all. It's hard to penetrate that, even though your record and Scott Wagner's record is just the contrast between you and Fetterman will be tremendous. And I think if you can make that contrast and the media covers it fairly, there's no doubt.
And our secret weapon is Scott Wagner. If you've met Scott, you've spoken to him. This is a man who won a write-in campaign for the state Senate 4 years ago. Never been done before in Pennsylvania. Everyone told him he couldn't do it. He went from a total outsider and a business guy to 4 years later being the head of the Republican Party in Pennsylvania and our nominee for governor. And I'm so proud to be his lieutenant governor nominee. No one works harder than Scott Wagner. So you combine great resources, great fundraising ability, a work ethic that is second to none, and really good messaging, and we're going to win. I mean, it's not a question like, can we win? Should we win? How are we going to win? We're going to win this race in November.
Where do people go, Jeff, to find you guys, to volunteer, fundraise, or to see what you're up to?
So WagnerBartos.com on our website, but also Scott's Facebook page and my Facebook page, Wagner for Governor and Bartos for Pennsylvania. You find Jeff Bartos and Scott Wagner on Facebook and on Twitter. We got great social media presence, and we are everywhere. So look forward to coming back.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.